listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Florence, Italy, to Rome, Venice, and Paris, France. We are the Tastemakers.
Good afternoon, good evening to our global listeners around the world on this gorgeous, gorgeous, well, I like to say gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
You say, when I left this morning, Mark, it was gorgeous, but as I'm looking out the window right now, as I'm looking at Magucci, it's about that time. It's looking kind of gloomy out here, Mark.
Indeed it is. It's not quite what we expect here out here in La La Land on the on May, what is it today, the 8th?
8th or 9th.
So it's a spring day.
Holy crap.
2017, and it's, like you're saying, it's gloom doom.
Yeah, I mean, it's really depressing.
Yeah.
It's really depressing. Anyhow, glad to be back in the studio. It's been several weeks. It's been I think it's been about a month, right?
Traveling.
Yeah, traveling, busy, this, that, and the other thing. Events. I just came back from a trip. In fact, I just gave a quick shout out to Florence, Venice, Rome, and Paris because that's where I just came back from. And I think in each of those states, I happen to, believe it or not, bump into a fan, even without you. So there you go.
You talking about a Tastemaker fan or a Storage Wars fan?
Oh, always Tastemaker fan, but
see.
A Storage Wars fan. But
good.
But yeah, they're listening to us at, you know, I would have listened to us, but we're 9 hours ahead over there, so I didn't get a chance. It would have been 8 o'clock or no, 11 o'clock. Here, so it's 8 o'clock there.
That's still early.
Yeah,
these
still
Europeans
early.
Stay up until the crack of dawn.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everybody's eating late.
So grazie, prego.
Yeah, everybody's saying prego.
Prego
just like you. Prego.
Grazie.
And grazie.
Buone le gambe.
And you know what? Yeah,
si.
It's been many years since either one of us has been to Europe, but I decided to download a couple of those apps, those translation apps, you know, just in case if you need them.
Those are great.
Didn't even need them. I mean, everywhere.
Well, everybody speaks English.
Yeah, everybody speaks English. But, you know, everybody. But it's like if they come here, somebody from France or Spain or wherever come here. Excuse me.
You got a little cough there, too, yeah.
And if they bump into you, they just say, excuse me, do you speak
Hey, look at that.
French?
That's new up there, right?
Yeah, it is. And they say, do you speak French? I'm thinking, no, I don't speak French. Or if somebody says, you know, do you speak Swahili? No, I don't. But I had this expectation that I was entitled to wherever I went that they just automatically spoke English.
It's the language of the world.
Yeah, it is. Anyhow, Mark, let's start the show like we do every Tuesday. Or not every Tuesday. Every Tuesday we're on with birthday wishes. And there's some good ones and there's the
You'll
usual.
Excuse me, listeners around the world, if you hear me coughing now and then. I've just got this scratchy throat. I've got lozenges. I've got Ricola. But sometimes it just doesn't work.
And sometimes you just can't shake it.
Yeah.
I hear some talk in the background or music. Anything? You got something on one of your phones?
I do not.
No? Do you hear anything?
I do not.
Okay, anyhow, big birthday wishes to Mr. Billy Joel today.
Wow, he's going to be at Dodger Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, it's this Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go. How old?
And I just saw how old he was yesterday. 65, I think?
68.
Okay, 68.
68. Yeah. And you know what, Mark? It's Colin Keyes' birthday today.
Colin Keyes?
He's 21. He's a magician.
A magician?
How does a 21-year-old magician get recognition enough for us to be mentioning his name on this show?
That's a good question.
I mean, don't you have to be pretty big? Isn't it a pretty competitive field to be in?
Magicians?
Yeah.
I think it's competitive, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
reality star Audrina Patridge is 32.
Patridge. Okay, yeah, she was on the hills or something, right?
Yeah, she was on the Hills. Oh. And of course, now, Mark, she's got a clothing line or a handbag line. I think every one of those girls from that show morphed into having a handbag line or some kind of line. So good for them, right?
Well, yeah, you know, just like all the reality stars, everybody's got their own.
Brendan Tracy, 22 today, Mark. He's a Viner.
Viners are still around?
Viner,
I thought they were.
He's a Vine star. Rosario Dawson, you know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but could you name a movie?
She's on Dawson's Creek or something, wasn't she?
No, her name is Dawson. Rosario Dawson.
Right. No, I haven't got a clue.
But you know the name, right?
Yeah.
She's 38, but I can't think of what the heck she's been in.
Yeah, as I can't.
Ghostface Killa.
What
he's 47 today. He's a rapper. But 47, that's old for a rapper unless you're somebody like Jay-Z or Diddy, you know? Don't you think? 47?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, come on, right? You okay over there? Prince Fielder, baseball player.
Yeah.
33. Yogi Ferrell, NBA player.
Who?
Yogi Ferrell. He's only been in the league for 2 years. Mm. He's 24. You'll like this one. Sir
Galahad?
Sir Schizo. He's 18 today. Who do you think he is?
Sir Schizo?
Yeah.
He's got to be a rapper or something.
He's
right?
A YouTube star. Sir YouTube Schizo. Here's a good one for you, Mark. Albert Finney. He's celebrating how many
candles? He's got to be 84.
He's younger than I thought he was.
Oh.
He's 81.
Okay, well, I was only off by a couple of years.
Yeah. But
boy, he's been around forever.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, for some reason, I'm thinking 84 is... Or 81. I mean, so just a couple of years ago, he was in his 70s?
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right there? Okay. So.
Are you done with him?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for the birthdays. And.
Who's presenting the show today?
Mont Black. Mont Black.
Is that a website?
Yep. Just a second. Getting information right now.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, again, like Matt said, he's just back today for the first time. And, well, actually, he came back a couple days ago. They lost his luggage. Aer Lingus. We'll put a shout-out for Aer Lingus since they this isn't a pro shout-out to Aer Lingus. It's a negative shout-out to Aer Lingus. With all the problems that are going on at airlines today, you'd think they'd make a better effort to maintain people's luggage and not lose it. And not only did they lose it for 4 days, they finally found it. But it was brought back with, I'm not sure if there was a thank you, but there was no compensation. There was no payment, no offer for a free trip or a couple hundred dollars, anything.
Yeah, nothing at all, Mark. But anyhow, I mean, nothing at all. And big shout out to Mont Black Executive Car Service. They're a private car transportation company that specializes in private events, high-end clientele, and corporate elite. They not only picked up my wife and I going to Europe, they were there to pick us up coming back. And like you just mentioned a moment ago, Mark, how they did lose my bag.
Well, so, they did not lose your bag.
No, right. I'm sorry. Aer Lingus lost my bag. But where I'm going at it is with this. Now, you know when you come back from a trip and your luggage is going through the turnstile, what have you. By the time the last baggage leaves, you're there for 15, 20 minutes. So
at least,
it was 30 minutes until we realized my bag was gone and it's not coming back. But William, big shout out to William at Mont Black. He was the driver that we had. Great guy. A little on the older side, Guatemalan, real friendly. Had no problem waiting. Very, very professional. So again, big shout out to Mont Black Executive Car Service. That's Mont, M-O-N-T, Black, B-L-A-C. ECS.com, 213-935-8436 for picking us up and getting us to the airport on time, to the minute. And not just on time, fantastic service, nice bottle of water, just fantastic. And going out to Mark, we had the new Continental, which was...
Oh, it can't beat that.
It was like a Rolls Royce.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, good. Glad they were there to service and provide excellent service.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Good deal.
But good to be back. Still shaking off a little bit of jet lag. And the only thing I'm getting at 3:30 in the morning. But other than that, I'm okay.
Well, let's see. So it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So 4 days. So you're still adjusting.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'm getting up early, but I don't feel lethargic, sluggish at all. I'm just getting up early.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what did I miss while I was gone?
Well, a great thing. I got invited to Dodger Stadium last week. You know, Vin Scully, who's the legendary broadcaster of the L.A. Dodgers for the last 67 years, retired last year. So this year, last week, they were doing another special honor for Vin at Dodger Stadium. They were giving his putting his name in there. They call it the rings of honor or the rings of something rather like that. And there's only 12, I think, retired jerseys or retired players that are up there. You know, your Sandy Koufax and Tommy Lasorda.
Where are those?
It's all the way in the far left field, up at the top.
Huh. We don't see it because we're always
right.
It seems like we're always
and
on
it,
that side.
I don't know. It just seems like it's so unnoticeable.
Yeah.
So little things. But anyhow, I got an email from Dodger Stadium, the PR people last week, and they said, come on by to the Vin Scully press conference in the Dodger press room today. For a press conference from Vin Scully before he gets out on the field, and they make the presentation for his Ring of Honor. And I thought, well, that's great, because I was going there anyhow to pick up for the Vin Scully celebration. They were giving out a microphone, a Vin Scully microphone, as the giveaway for the first 40,000. So Blake wanted me to go out there and pick it up for him. So I was going out there anyhow. The question is now, I was going to look at it now, do I go out there earlier so I can be there for the press conference at 4, you know, because the game didn't start till 7, or do I just go out and pass in the press conference? And I thought, you know what? It's not every day you get the chance to go out to press conference with Vin Scully, and who knows, I might be able to meet him.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you had in
mind. Yeah, that's exactly what I had
intention.
In mind. So I did get there early because the press conference started at 4 o'clock, so I got there, which was great because right when I got there, I got to meet the first the new broadcaster, Joe Davis,
yeah.
And MLB Hall of Famer Oral Hershiser, which both do the the broadcast for the Dodgers now for the game. So I was able to chat with these guys for a few minutes, and they're very cordial, very complimentary, and they're real nice guys. Vin Scully came there. The press conference was scheduled at 4 o'clock, and by gosh, if it wasn't exactly 4 o'clock, he was right on stage.
Yeah, he seems like a real pro when it comes to something like that.
Yeah, right on time. And yep. So he did his 25-minute press conference, taking questions from the press that was there. And then afterwards, he walked out, and then I went out to the hallway, and I was doing some social media, and was lucky enough to be there at the right spot, as it was when we met Bill Clinton and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was standing at the right spot.
A story again.
Right when he turned the corner, and he was right there. So he was, again, very cordial, very pleasant.
Did he have it all together? I mean, he's in his 80s. He's almost 90.
Yeah, he's 89. He'll be 90 in November.
Right.
Very.
Had it all together?
All together.
Yeah.
All together. And I was surprised. You know, one of the questions they asked him was, does he ever watch the games? No. He never watches any of the games now. And the reason being is he's enjoying life at home.
Like Derek Jeter.
Him and Sandy, they have their late dinner. He says at 5 o'clock, 5:30 or so, I'll go out in the patio and I'll have a little cool refreshment. And at about 7 o'clock, Sandy and I sit down for a nice, quiet, slow dinner. So we're having a dinner while the game is on. So he says he's just, you know, he's enjoying life.
Yeah.
So, you know, a great guy and a great legend
cool.
Los Angeles.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah.
Well,
real good.
I did last week.
I know we got a lot of shout-outs this week, Mark, because starting today is the Beat Bobby Flay. We have a partnership with the Food Network and the Beat Bobby Flay Show. We were providing the official celebrity gift packs.
It's season 14? Is that what it is
I think. Yeah, I think it's season 13 and 14, but we thought it was season 9. Yeah. It's complicated with
the way they
filmed
the seasons.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So please understand if you were involved, if we missed. He gave the information. It is season 13 and 14, but we've had a partnership with the Food Network for the last, I think, 8 years, and this is the sixth time we've partnered with Bobby Flay, and that's taking place. The gifting is all this week, so we have a lot of brands and participants that we've mentioned in the past, but this is the week that they're getting gifted. So a lot of shout-outs today going to all those participants that we're getting.
Yeah, I'd like to start off with Banzai Jerky.
Yep.
This is the best jerky. I don't know if you've ever had Banzai.
Not the jerky.
Banzai, BanzaiJerky.com. It's delicious, premium jerky. They've got teriyaki, spicy, hot beef, and many more. Let them change the way you eat bacon. Enjoy it during the day or night, on the road or at work. Pair it with a nice cold beer or a chilling glass of wine. Celebrate life. I love that. BanzaiJerky.com. Celebrate life. And we have to thank Banzai Jerky. They are not only in the Beat Bobby Flay official gift bag going out this week.
Oh?
They are also participating in our Juan Creations
ESPY
Celebrity Gifting Suite in Hollywood in July.
That's correct.
So BanzaiJerky.com. It's delicious. It's premium jerky.
They got the
you
double deuce.
You cannot go wrong with Banzai Jerky. Thanks again for
being involved with Bobby Flay and being involved with our ESPY Suite.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, how about the new season? I mean, well, there's always a new season going on TV. There was a new show that came on last night or last week that I watched, The Second Wives Club.
Yeah, when I mentioned that to you first a couple weeks ago, you had no interest in it at all.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I TiVo'd it right away because I did have some interest in it. I thought it'd be interesting to see who the second wives are. But anyhow, I watched the episode last night. It was actually pretty good. It was kind of like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. With husbands. I guess they got husbands in the other one, but this one was...
And not all of them do they? Well, yeah, I guess
they don't.
I mean, yeah, they don't. That's and it's just like the basketball, that show on VH1, Basketball Wives, you know, the wives of NBA stars.
Yeah.
There's, I think, one that's a wife. The others are just girlfriends or fiancés.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
They don't all live in Beverly Hills.
So you ended up liking it. You tuned in.
It wasn't
bad.
Yeah, it was one of the good things that are on TV now. And, you know, another thing I like now is that... Hank Azaria show on IFC? Broadmire. That's a really good show.
And let's not forget The Sun with Pierce Brosnan.
Great show.
Love that.
On AMC, The Sun. So there's a lot of good stuff on TV right now.
Lots of good things. Good thing they have TiVo.
Because there's no way.
Well, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, you could sit your VCR to still get something. But now you get everything, which is absolutely fantastic. The only problem is there's so much. I mean, you want to catch a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
You know, I was just gone for almost 2 weeks, and... I came back with so much stuff. It's almost impossible to catch up.
Yeah.
And speaking of TiVoing stuff, Kentucky Derby was this week. Normally we are at the Kentucky Derby, but for the last couple of years we have not been. And I just came back from my trip on Friday. Couldn't have made it anyhow. But we had the pleasure of attending
Santa Anita Park.
Here's where you
which is the biggest derby party west of Churchill Downs, which is true.
Makes sense.
Again, yeah. Santa Anita is the best. Many would say that it's the best race park in the country, even better than
Churchill Downs.
Right, Churchill Downs. You know, it's got its ups and downs.
Yeah, it's
pros
it's
and
old.
Cons.
Yeah, it's old. It's what?
Well, it goes back to 1875.
Yeah, and I get that, but wow, it's
yeah. But Santa Anita Park, and this is www.santaanita.com. It's at 285 West Huntington Drive in the beautiful city of Arcadia. Phone number is 626-574-7223. And again, excuse me, folks, the chandelier room over there, which is where we've been going for the last couple of years, it is a lovely...
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a couple of years is 2 years. So
yeah. I thought we only just started like last year.
Yeah.
Three events last
it's,
year.
It's a lovely room to have an affair. So, I mean, you could rent this place out because of the Santa Anita Derby was there a couple of weeks ago, and there was... an event going on there, so you could rent these things, I guess, for like weddings and parties and things like that. So, trust me, folks, the chandelier room is a great place to go. And we were there on Saturday for the Kentucky Derby in the chandelier room again, and a gorgeous place.
A lot of options there too. A lot of different.
At San Diego, yeah, a lot of options. There's the 100-to-1 club you can go to, which is another big. Big room area. There's all sorts of options where they've got trackside. And there's the suites, the Santa Anita Suites.
Mm-hmm. Turf Club.
Turf Club. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
the Front Runner Restaurant.
Different levels, yeah.
Yeah, Front Runner Restaurant. But we always go to this, the chandelier room. They got a nice jazz quartet playing there. They've got local restaurants, local chefs that are there.
Providing wonderful buffet.
Right. There was a bourbon tasting last week, which was great. I know they had Woodford Reserve. Do you remember what the other Old Forester. Which actually, Old Forester, Matt, is now the official bourbon, I think, of the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Taken away, or Churchill Downs. Early Times used to be.
Wow.
Remember we were on the picture, we were on the thing with Early Times?
Yeah.
But it's Old Forester now.
Wow.
So Old Forester was one of the ones sampling.
Speaking of that, being in the picture, that's right, for Early Times we were in the photo. And we coincidentally were recently in the promotion
for Santa Anita
Park. Photo of us again, which is great. That's nice. That's nice to...
So Santa Anita Park, the Preakness is coming up in Saturday, May 20th. And the great thing about the Preakness, which is coming up just a short while away, 10 days, there's also a freebie. If you were a member of the Thoroughbred Club, Santa Anita is giving away a free cooler backpack that's got Santa Anita on it, which is sponsored by San Manuel Indian Bingo and Gambling. But it's great. Saturday, May 20th, the Preakness Stakes, watch it at the Santa Anita. And if you're a member of the Thoroughbred Club, you get a free cooler backpack, which is a great thing to have. But
fantastic.
Great racing. We actually won in the actual race. I bet on the Battle of Midway to show, and he showed. And the great thing about it is my son Blake, he says, as long as you're going here, take a 20, and I want to go on the long shot. And the long shot of the day was 40-1, which was Battle of Midway. So I put the $20 on to show. He won me $200 off that bet.
Fantastic, yeah.
Which was great. I mean, a beautiful day, you know, great people, great music.
Well, it wasn't
food.
Really a beautiful day. It was a miserable, remember?
It was a beautiful day. The weather was off. But because the park was so great and the race was so great, it was great. So, again, thanks to our folks, our friends over there at Santa Anita Park. Thank you, Katie. Allison, everybody over there. A wonderful time for the Harris family.
Yeah.
Great pictures we took.
And speaking of the horses, this weekend we're the Harris brothers enjoy the Harris family enjoy all horse.
Well, I was going to get there because I got the whole thing to.
Oh, you got a for the event this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well we'll get around to that then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the MTV Awards this weekend?
You know,
taking place
I had
at the
no
Shrine Auditorium.
To.
Yeah, at the Shrine, and it was a miserable day.
Raining on the red carpet,
and all the fans were getting wet. I mean, I just don't think it's got the cachet and appeal.
I'm tired
once
of
did.
It already.
Yeah, who even hosted it? Do you know?
I'm really not sure.
And they also showed it on BET. Does BET own MTV or MTV?
I think they
BET?
Do. Yeah, they're all owned by Viacom.
Yeah. Okay. But is it does that make sense? Have it on BET and MTV?
You know I
mean, the MTV Awards on BET. That's like
they do that in some of the other things too. TBS, Lauren something on the same network.
That's kind of kooky though, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, if you're going to watch it, stick to the one network.
You know, just a moment ago, Mark, we were talking about how Early Times. We were in the Churchill Downs. The program for Early Times, and we recently were in the flyer for at Santa Anita. Another thing, we were just recently in Cigar Aficionado, the most recent Cigar Aficionado. Did you get that? Because we're in it. You know, there's a picture of us in the Cigar Aficionado.
You're talking about the Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. So it's fantastic.
From months ago.
Yeah. Getting Rick. Oh, that was a few months ago?
Steve Harvey.
Anyhow,
was three or four
so we're in the Cigar Aficionado magazine. So it's great to get recognition, whether it's the Churchill Downs program, whether it's a promotional flyer from Santa Anita, or Cigar Aficionado, the two of us smoking cigars at, I think it was back to the horses again. It was opening day at Del Mar last year, smoking the cigars. Don't even know what we were smoking, but.
It was JM's, I guess, or JB's, yeah, or whatever it was.
But fantastic to get
excuse me,
recognition.
Every little thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, we were in the Santa Anita flyer, which came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And also, not only in the flyer, Santa Anita is using that on their Facebook promotion, which is great.
That is very good.
You know, so
very good.
Good deal.
I know we have a lot of shout-outs to give today, Mark, for people participating in our Bobby Flay thing. One of the great things that we had was a company called Etchy. That's E-T-C-H-E-Y. They provided cutting boards, and they included on the cutting board was a photo of Bobby Flay that all the celebrities got. And Etchy, they're creators of high-quality, personalized products at excellent prices. The Etchy team is full of enthusiastic individuals who are ready and excited to make your custom vision a reality. So you come to them with any photo you want, and they'll put it on the cutting board for you. It's a special, by order request. Etchy loves celebrating special occasions, promoting business in a unique, standout way. Check them out, Mark, at Etchy. That's E-T-C-H-E-Y. com. Visit them if you want to have something special. Mother's Day is coming up, Mark, on Sunday.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure if you have enough time to get it done, but that's a good place to go to get a special gift for Mom.
I think I've already been to Etchy.
Etchy.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a chef, a cook, a baker, whatever, you got to have a cutting board. And
yeah.
Cutting boards are...
And how cool would it be to have a picture of you on it?
Hey, that'd be pretty cool.
Right?
That would be pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a tastemaker, you know, we attend different events throughout the years. Weeks, months, we're always going doing something. One of my favorite that we attended just a few days ago in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Hills Greystone Mansion is the Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance. And this is a great thing because it's has your classic cars. So you've got a classic car show, which is fantastic. And I mean classic. Your Porsches, your Ferraris, your Rolls Royces, classic. And we've got cars going back 100 years. So you got that going for you, one. Two, you get to take a tour of the historic Greystone Mansion, built in the 20s, I believe, by Edward Doheny, oil magnate here in Los Angeles. The Greystone Mansion and Gardens, or it's also referred to as the Doheny Estate, built in 1926 for Edward Ned Doheny Jr. and his wife Lucy. The land was given to them in 1926 by Ned's father. So it's a historic landmark in Beverly Hills, one. They do a lot of filming there all the time. They're filming this thing. So first you get the beautiful car show, which is fantastic. Two, you get to tour this massive Greystone estate, which is it's a 55-room mansion, which is incredible. They don't build them like this thing.
No, they don't. Very small rooms, though. The wooden floors that are creaking, and very small rooms. A lot of rooms are very small.
Great place. And then on top of that, great food. They've got a...
Who did provide the food?
Buffet. I'm not exactly sure who provided the food, but the food was fantastic. There was brisket, there was ribs, there was chicken.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, which was delicious. Desserts, lemon
rolls.
Bars, and rolls. Bumped it to Jay Leno again. You know,
I think he was wearing the exact same thing he wore last year.
Well, I
know
you said
that's his signature,
yeah.
but boy, he's got a big head.
Yeah, so he's there every year, which is fantastic. Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance, always the first weekend in May, I believe, which...
Like the Derby.
Yeah, the Derby is the first Saturday in May, and the Concourse, I believe, is the first Sunday in May. This is, let me see how many years they've been having this thing. I know, I think this was the seventh annual one.
Great event.
It was
a little
fantastic.
A little chilly, a little cloudy.
A little cloudy,
and we were expecting rain, I think.
The website, if you want to start getting ready for next year, is greystoneconcourse.org. And this is all put together by the City of Beverly Hills, www.beverlyhills.org. They're the ones that put this whole thing on, which is, you know, I'm sure they're starting to work on next year's event already because there must have been hundreds, if not thousands of people there. And the great thing about this is your ticket, you don't park there at Greystone because there's no parking around. It's a residential street. You park in the, I think it's called the Golden Triangle or the Platinum Triangle.
Yep, Golden Triangle.
In Beverly Hills. And they've got these great big shuttles. They take you, you park there, and your parking is covered, and then they take you into the...
Every 5 minutes the shuttles are running.
Always coming. So you got, you've got your parking's taken care of. You've got a great car show. You've got a tour of the mansion.
I mean, it's a big car show.
A lot of food. A lot of alcoholic beverages too. Tito's was there.
Yeah.
Stella Artois was the official beer.
I forgot who the tequila was, but there was a tequila company.
Ambrosia
making, Ambrosia, something like that.
Tequila, Tito's tequila. Then they have mobile cappuccino.
Right. I don't even know the name of the brand, but Stella Artois was giving out keychains as well. Plus, you get to keep the chalice, which is great.
Yeah. And all this is for $135.
Yeah.
And it also benefits the cause to, to keep the mansion and the gardens and the Doheny estate well
taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it's a fantastic event. And you can have weddings at Doheny, at the Greystone Mansion. You can have all sorts of stuff down there, parties outside.
Yeah, you could rent it out. I got married there many years ago.
Yeah. So it's a great place. It's a great cause. You get great cars, great food, great people.
Good thing to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Beverly Hills.
As we were leaving, we got there right when it opened, or close to when it, to beat the crowd and what have you, because when we were leaving, it was jam-packed.
Oh, this is the 8th annual
Greystone
Mansion Concourse d'Elegance. So if you want to get a head start for next year,
fun stuff.
It's Greystone, and that's Greystone C-O-N, C-O-U-R-S.org, or you could send them an email at friends@GreystoneMansion.org. The City of Beverly Hills, Friends of Greystone, Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance. Fantastic. So thanks to all our press people over there at the City of Beverly Hills who allowed the Harris Brothers to participate. Thanks to the mayor, Lily Bossi of the City of Beverly Hills. Thanks to Susan Rosen, the president of Friends of Greystone Board of Directors. Vicki Schwartz, first vice president and treasurer of Friends of Greystone. If it wasn't for all these people, we wouldn't have been able to enjoy. So thanks so much.
Speaking of shows on TV, it's a great, great TV going on these days. I saw previews for the new season of The Strain.
Oh, did you see a preview? I just saw just a spit.
Now, the first two seasons, I thought it was great. Third season got kind of crazy. And it ended where they have that nuclear bomb go off.
And New York City was nuked.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really looking forward to the season.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, you got to rebuild. You're going to have I don't know.
I mean, you've got massive dead. Yeah. Everybody's dead around you, one. And then whoever's not dead, you're already the vampire.
Do you watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it, yeah. I know the new season just started. It started while I was gone, so I got three episodes I got to catch up on. And also, the new season of Storage Wars is on Wednesdays. Have you seen any of it?
I watched the first episode.
First episode, what do you think? Hey, speaking of which, we were just coming back, walking from our office yesterday, and a van just pulls up, and the guy leans out of the window, and he says, "Hey, how come you guys aren't on TV anymore?" And then he just split.
And then we bumped into three fans at the
Santa Anita. But anyhow, have you checked to see if we're on any upcoming...
No, nothing in the next couple of weeks.
Wow, is that right?
Oh, actually, wait a minute. Yeah, we're on one episode... Heck, it might have been...
recently?
Let me check. Take over.
But new season of Storage Wars started, I guess, a couple weeks back. And, people still ask us, are we on this season? We're not on this season. Who knows if we might be yet asked back for a special episode or what have you. However, that being said, like Mark always likes to continue to say...
We are in one episode coming up here, so I've got to write it down here.
It's like I Love Lucy. The Storage Wars seems to always be on. And we're on one to two times a month. So when people ask us...
Yeah.
Yeah, on an average. So when people ask us, we say, just keep tuning in and you'll catch us. And it's been a couple of years since we've been on, but it's amazing how we still get asked. the funny thing is, people don't, it's like they don't know what our names are, and they just say Storage Wars. Or we were known in the show as the Kings of Swag, so they'll say that, but they don't know our name. But we had names.
But people don't pay attention.
Yeah, but... So that's on Wednesdays now. And,
here we are. We just missed it. We were on Saturday a couple days ago.
I'll be damned. What was that on?
9:30 Saturday night.
On A&E?
FYI.
Oh, FYI.
Yeah.
That's for your information?
Yeah, for your information.
So anybody out there who has FYI, I do not have that.
You don't have FYI?
No. I mean, I do not have it, so.
Yeah, we were just on last Saturday. Doggone it.
Just check us out on FYI.
Well, FYI or A&E.
A&E, right. But what is FYI? I mean, I know it's for your information.
Well, what FYI is, it runs all the stuff that's on a bunch of different channels. They're always running Celebrity Wife Swap.
Oh, wow.
They run a lot of stuff from other channels.
Yeah.
But I want to do another shout-out, Matt, to Enlightened, or Eat Enlightened. They were in our Beat Bobby Flay gift bag, and I'm going to spell that out for you because at first you think it's Enlightened, but it's Eat Enlightened, EATENLIGHTENED.com. At last, an ice cream that is oh, what is this? My own writing.
Do you need my glasses?
Oh, indulgent. An ice cream that is indulgent and good for you. No artificial sweeteners, high protein, low carbs, and they got some great flavors. Banana Fosters. I mean, who doesn't like Banana Foster?
Right. Hey, where do we have that great Bananas Fosters, Mark? Not that long ago.
New Orleans. New Orleans.
At Brennan's.
Right.
Wow.
Low fat and taste amazing. The good for you ice cream with amazing flavors. It's what your body needs. I love that. That sounds fantastic. And again, so that's eatenlightened.com. EATENLIGHTENED, enlightened.com. A great tasting ice cream that's good for you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All right.
But now that I'm thinking about the Banana Foster, that trip we had to New Orleans was fantastic.
When was that?
A couple months back. I think it was October or November for
Miss. Well, that's more than a couple months back.
But when you mentioned Banana Foster, Mark, it seemed like it was not that long ago.
Yeah.
But it was. And that's when we were in Louisiana, in New Orleans, to judge Miss Louisiana USA. And that being said, Mark, this year we're going to be judging a couple other pageants. We're going to be heading to Charleston, South Carolina, for the Miss South Carolina USA pageant. And then we're going to be heading to New Jersey.
When is that? New Jersey? Isn't that January? Or is that?
No, it's November.
November.
Yeah, but where are we going again?
Well, November, we're also going to Palm Beach and Boca for Chris Everett.
Yeah. Actually, I think South Carolina is a little earlier. That's why we could do both this year. South Carolina and the
I think South Carolina is the same. What's early, Matt, is Chris Everett's early. But I think South Carolina is still the same time.
Right, which is the latter part of November.
Yeah.
And I think within a five-week span, Mark, we're going to be traveling 3 weeks of those 5 weeks.
Like we used to in the old days.
Like the old days. When Mark says old days, it was probably a year or 2 years ago. It seemed like we were doing a lot more. But that gets kind of tiresome, you know?
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, and just doing this traveling and you know, just, gosh, you got to wonder.
Yeah, well, I did a little traveling last week, and we went out to Phoenix to bring Blake back home from ASU, which, I didn't think that bringing him back is as complicated as when we brought him there, because all the stuff that's in his dorm, you either got to bring back home with you, or you got to put it somewhere, because he's got his refrigerator, his microwave, and all this stuff in his desk and everything. So we rented a storage unit just a few blocks down from the dorms, but the time it took to do this and do that, it was just an all day affair. But we had dinner. This is the second time we ate here. We ate here when we were back there for the spring training in March or February, whenever we went to spring training for the Dodgers. And it's a great place. It's called Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, and it's not right in downtown. It's just outside of downtown, almost in the industrial district, I would say. But this is, you know, a place is good when there's always a line of people to get in. And we were there on a Thursday night this last time, last week. But first, when we were there in the spring, we were there on a Saturday. Saturday, we had to wait quite a while to get in. But here on Thursday, I thought, not going to be any problem. Who goes out to dinner on a Thursday, right? I mean, who goes to dinner on a Thursday?
Right?
Unless you have something to celebrate. But we still had to wait. We had to wait for a table over there, and the food came in big. The best fried chicken you could imagine. Well, first off, the best fried chicken right now is at the Plaza Inn over there at the it's Plaza Station over there in Disneyland on Main Street. They've got the best fried chicken around
at the end of Main Street, right in the center.
Yeah, right before you get into the castle and everything. But this fried chicken is incredible. And their biscuits are huge and fluffy. And mind you, this is not a paid endorsement right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just bragging about it because it's just so goddamn good. And the mac and cheese. Oh, you thought Ditka's mac and cheese was great? This is good mac and cheese, too. Not as good as Ditka's. But
Ditka's is
it's funny. Blake and Stacy don't even think Ditka's was any good, the mac and cheese. Am I just forgetting something? Or was the best?
Mark, different people have different,
I thought it was just absolutely the best.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Mark.
So Lolo's, again, great biscuits, great waffles, great chicken, great mac and cheese and great prices. So yeah. If you're in the Phoenix area, go to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles.
Fantastic. Hey, did you hear about Lonzo Ball, who's going to be either the first, second?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
You heard about the sneakers?
Ridiculous.
$495, right?
$500, yeah.
Yeah.
Blake said they were sold like 2,000 pair.
Yeah. I heard his father talking about, they were asking what kind of numbers were being sold. Who did he sign the contract with, or is that his own company?
His own company.
Oh, that's his own
company. He was bad-mouthing Nike and Adidas because I guess he couldn't do a deal with them.
Yeah. He's going to fizzle right there. The 2,000 pairs that were sold, that's going to be about it.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I really can.
Yeah.
You play one season in the UCLA.
Well, he hasn't
UCLA.
Even played yet.
Well, I mean, UCLA.
Oh, right.
Just the 1 year, right?
Yeah.
But that's not much to be bragging like his father is.
Yeah, I heard his father yesterday on the radio, and he wouldn't stop.
He said, still?
Yeah, he said, hey, nothing wrong with talking the talk if you could back it up. And he was like saying that they're flying off the shelves. I guess you have to buy them on their website, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the funny thing about this is, he's losing big money from Nike or Adidas from these people that would probably be willing to sign him.
Something else,
and he's representing his father's company now that he's not going to get anywhere near.
I like what Chauncey said the other day, because they were asking, what are your thoughts on this whole, the way his father's doesn't exist? Again, I got no problem. Anybody want to, you want to make a statement, you want to be loud, and you want to say this and that, but the father's not out there playing ball. The son's going to be out there, and a lot of these players in the NBA are going to look at it like, this guy, he's a real putz. His father's a putz.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bump him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's trip. Let's get this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kid is going to take the grief from the teams because of what the father's saying and doing. He's already bad-mouthing LeBron and some other people.
It's terrible.
But when I heard that, and I saw that interview the other day with him, and he's sitting there with his kid, and his kid pretty much not saying anything, and I'm thinking, there's no reason. You don't have to be over.
Yeah.
You don't have to overdo it like that.
Nothing wrong with being bold to a point and speaking to your people, but this is a little too much, man. This is a little too much. Speaking about the NBA, playoffs are going on right now. Big shout out to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are just plowing through everybody.
Plowing through.
But it's funny, I'm listening to my sports show on the way in this morning. They're talking about LeBron, how he's going to be the first person to have 50,000 minutes in the NBA. It's crazy. The statistics.
50,000 minutes?
Yeah, playing. But anyhow, that being said, then they went on to say what a superhuman he is, how he has not had any surgery at all except hair transplant.
I knew it.
That's his only type of surgery that he's had, because he's the perfect specimen. But they're making jest of it because, everybody has surgery for, this, that,
talking
and
other thing. About the hair transplant, did you say you TiVo'd some of the Kentucky Derby the other day, right?
Yeah, I got like the last.
You know the commentators, the two bald guys, one Jerry, who was the jockey.
Yeah, and
it's
then
the same two guys. Tom Hatton, who wasn't there, Randy Moss, and Jerry, the other guy.
The older guy. He's older, right?
Well, there's two of them. The one that's the guy, he's always on the right side.
Yeah.
Did you see his hair transplant and his color?
Didn't know.
He's got more hair, and he's colored. So
he's older, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And he's colored it, and he had the transplant. So he doesn't have a full head of hair, but he was receding it half the head.
When you're that old, who cares?
Right.
Hey, Mark, we have a little bit of time left. I just wanted to give a big shout-out to one more of our brands that participated in our Beat Bobby Flay. It was Two Ugly Mugs. I like the name of that brand. Two Ugly Mug. Yeah, You Ugly Mug. That was a big term in the 30s and 40s, wasn't
it? Right. I just saw King Kong last week.
Yeah. Two Ugly Mugs, Mark. That's the Pirelli family from Pittsburgh. That's right, the Pirella, not Pirelli, like the tires. The Pirella family from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They've been gardening, canning, and enjoying fresh, homegrown specialties for many generations. Two Ugly Mugs Salsa. That's what they are, salsas. Two Ugly Mugs Salsas are a result of a year-end garden harvest that utilizes a variety of fresh ingredients to produce a one-of-a-kind salsa. That's a very competitive industry.
Salsa? Indeed it is.
Sure is. But Two Ugly Mugs from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go to twouglymugs.com to get more information on their gourmet salsa company. Because, man, I love salsas. I can never get enough of it as you too. And if you go wine tasting a lot of places where they sell the wine, they get a lot of salsas and vinegars and stuff like that.
So olive oils.
Yeah, olive oils and stuff. So Two Ugly Mugs Gourmet Salsa Company. We should have asked to have a couple of bottles or jars sent to us, as we usually do.
Right.
But we didn't. But big shout out to Two Ugly Mugs.
Your readers there, man.
Big shout out to Two Ugly Mugs Salsa.com. Get out there, get on their website, order some.
Do you know if they sell it any place other than the website?
I don't know. They probably do in local places in Pennsylvania. I'm not quite sure if they're in Whole Food or Bristol Farms, but that's a good thing about the website. Go on out there and check it out.
I agree.
And So there you go.
I'm looking forward to, Matt. We were invited, you know, like you were saying earlier, we like to watch the ponies, whether they be polo ponies or the races. This Saturday is Hollywood Cup 3. Now, Hollywood Cup 3 is it's through the PacificPoloTour.com. So go to www.PacificPoloTour.com. And this weekend is, I believe, it's the second annual Hollywood Cup. Saturday, May 13th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Will Rogers Polo Club.
12 to 5?
12 to 5.
Okay, not too early.
At the Will Rogers Polo Club, 1501 Will Rogers State Park Road, Pacific Palisades. Now, this is just before you get to the ocean.
Yeah.
If you're driving westbound. Yeah, driving
westbound. A couple blocks from it.
Yeah, not too far at all. And Pacific Polo Tourists have selected you and one. Oh, I mean, I've been to Will Rogers Polo Club before, and it's a great place. It's been there since like the 30s.
Yeah.
This Will Rogers
Clark
Polo
Gable,
Club.
Spencer Tracy, Walt Disney.
This is at Will Rogers' old home.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And again, this is PacificPoloTour.com. They are, tickets are still for sale, and it's this Saturday. Great sponsors. They've got Maserati.
Is there any charity involved with this at all?
I don't think it's a charity.
No charity component?
Let me see. I don't think so. But you can follow them on Facebook.com/Pacific Polo Tour or Instagram/Pacific Polo Tour or their website, PacificPoloTour.com. But they got some great sponsors there, including Maserati. Copa,
oh boy, you gotta
Copa
love that.
Airlines, Maserati. Yeah, they got a lot
of airlines?
Stuff on. It says Copa Airlines.
Copa.
Copa.
Okay.
Like the Copa Cabana. Yeah. But Pacific Polo Tours, it's the Hollywood Cup, Saturday, May 13th, 12 to 5. The Harris Brothers will be there. If you like polo as much as us, because this polo season starting now in 4 weeks.
I guess
weeks.
I got to work on my attire. I'm going to think I'm going to go sporting the white pants.
4 weeks is the San Diego Polo Club opens.
Wow.
And I think about 5 or 6 weeks, Santa Barbara Polo Club opens.
And then we got Del Mar opening up in July.
Right. And then you got the Triple Crown going right now at Santa Anita.
Wow. So what are you telling me, Mark? Within 2 months, within 8 weeks, we got the Preakness, we got the Belmont, we got the opening of the Del Mar down there in July, we got the Polo Club in San Diego, and then we got this Will Rogers Polo this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of
equestrian stuff going on.
Sport of the Kings, right?
Horse racing is the Sport of the Kings, yeah.
Wow, a lot of stuff.
So looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Sounds like a good weekend. And then it's Mother's Day on Sunday. Something else is going on Friday. So another busy weekend. Always have something going on when you're a tastemaker, Mark.
Yeah, Friday night we're having my father-in-law invited us over to his house for dinner, a birthday dinner for Stacy.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I'm sure he's going to be drilling me on my campaign to run for mayor. He gets the Pasadena Star News, so he clipped out the, I guess they finally posted in the newspaper last week, the final count for the votes that everybody got.
Really?
So he clipped
that's
it out.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
What's that?
Listing the votes?
No.
Oh, okay. You
have to actually see what the votes are. Yeah.
Okay.
So he clipped it out and he mailed it. He circled my... The winners votes he got and he circled mine. I ended up getting 21% of the vote, which is I don't think that's bad. You know, for your first campaign to get 21% of the vote, so it's 21% that the incumbent didn't get. But anyhow, he mailed this over to us to look at yesterday. We're over there for Friday night for dinner, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of political talk going on in regards to my failed campaign.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'd like to do another big shout out here.
Don't say failed campaign. You just didn't win. You don't have to say failed.
Yeah, and everybody can't win.
Yeah.
There can only be one winner.
You don't need to use that word.
Yeah. So did you hear that Antonio Sabato Jr. is running for Congress now?
Yeah. He was on Melrose Place, right?
Yeah, and he's doing something for Chippendales now, or last year he was doing something for Chippendales.
Oh, that's right, he was. Yeah, okay.
And he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. And not Chippendales. The big guy they got there is Beckford Tyson.
Okay.
And then the guy from Sharknado, he was doing that for a while.
Right,
too.
Right. The guy from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Ian Ziering. So I guess they're doing celebrities now, right?
I guess.
That's.
But here the thing that gets me is Antonio Sabato Jr. I've never heard of him doing anything charity-wise or to benefit his community or whatever. You know, that's what a lot of people were knocking me, that I didn't do enough for the city of Monrovia.
Including your wife.
For the city of Monrovia. So, Antonio Sabato Jr., I never heard of him doing anything.
Hey, you were going to just do a shout-out. We don't have much time left, Mark, so when you get on it.
Okay. It's sbbar.co, and this is Santa Barbara Bar. Santa Barbara, it's like a energy bar or a... protein bar.
Yeah.
Great tasting snacks for a healthy lifestyle. And the people that own Santa Barbara Bar, it's nutritious, it tastes great, And they own a wholesale bakery in Santa Barbara where they've been serving customers for 20 years. And from the beginning, their goal has always been to produce a superior quality product using only the finest natural ingredients, which they have. And so they've developed the Santa Barbara Bar. Made initially for family and friends and local customers, it expanded and got more and more popular. So now they have this fantastic Santa Barbara bar with, you know, multiple flavors. They got all sorts of different flavors: peanut butter and chocolate, cranberry, white chocolate, dark chocolate, almond. What's this one? Mango lemon. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, that being said, Mark, we got a direct email from the our contact at Bobby Flay yesterday. They said they loved these bars.
Yeah.
And they said that these bars are specifically a great fit for all the hosts. I didn't quite understand what they meant by that, but
that's a great compliment.
That is a great compliment, yeah.
So that's sbbar.co, and it's the Santa Barbara bar. They make it up there in beautiful Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that at the polo match, so...
Yep.
Yeah, great. Thanks again for participating in Bobby Flay. It's great tasting snacks for a healthy lifestyle. SBBar.co. Thanks again for participating.
I hate to go right back into another shout out, but we had so many people participating in Bobby Flay. There's one more I definitely don't want to forget about. I actually think we spoke about them the last time we were on the show. I'm pretty darn sure we did. Sweet Salsa, made in Michigan. Now, the other one that we were talking about was made in Pennsylvania. This one's made in Michigan. I love when you hear where they're made, and they put that in their website. But made in Michigan, Sweet Salsa, it's sweet and hot at the same time. Rich, thick, and chunky blends of only the finest local vegetables, peppers, onions, and more, made with all natural ingredients. We love it when this stuff is made with natural ingredients. So check them out at sweetsalsa.com.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
Thanks for everybody that participated in the Bobby Flay. I know we've mentioned a lot of them in the past. We only have a one-hour show. We try to get everybody in every show, but sometimes we miss it out and we have to do it in the next show or the previous show. But I think we pretty much covered everybody, so thanks for being with us. And
almost. There were a couple more that we did not, but we will definitely get them on the next show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like you said, that happens when you're doing the show. The good thing about it is, though, there's always the other show.
Yeah.
You know, there's always another show that we're working on. So.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Speaking about shows, Mark, I don't watch it, but the how's the Dance with the Stars? Is The Bachelor still there, or did he get eliminated?
He got eliminated last week.
Ah.
They did a double elimination last week. Yeah, I don't particularly like him.
Yeah.
They did a double elimination last week, and he went. We TiVo'd it last night, so I don't know who went home last night, and I don't want to know until we watch it tonight. But yeah, it's fun entertainment.
So,
you know, when you TiVo it, you're done with it in an hour and 15 minutes.
So whoever got eliminated last night, it was from last week then, right? Or do they do it live where you could vote during the show and they get eliminated at the end of the show? Whoever got eliminated last week, were they votes from last week?
You people called to vote last night's show, and that people will be eliminated in
next
the following week.
Yeah. Ah, got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fun entertainment, and the only way to do it is TiVo because you could knock it out in an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, Mark, we have limited time left. If the fans want to tune in to find us someplace, where they find us?
Go to wildcreationsmedia.com. We're here on Tuesday. You can get to us. And if you miss the show at any time, you could always go to latalkradio.com. It's Channel 2, The Tastemakers. You could look at an old show, a new, the most current one, and you could download it and watch it and listen to it anytime you want. 24/7, 365. You know, and if you want to be a friend of us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations, twitter.com/kingsofswag on A&E, I think is the new one.
Right? At Kings of Swag on A&E.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we got hacked.
Keep watching us on Storage Wars on the A&E Network or the FYI Network. So our listeners around the globe, I mean, I know we have fans in Germany, England, Italy, whatever.
All over.
Just Google Google Storage Wars and see what channel you've got it on out there. And because I'm not sure if A&E is everywhere. I know in England they watch us on the History Network.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. The Harris Brothers are out and about as the Tastemakers. We've got a busy week ahead of us. So,
and we got a couple important shows that we're still working on for the ESPYs. We're hosting our annual gifting suite as well as the Emmys later on in September. So if you have a brand, a product line, and someplace you want to get your brand to put into the hands of the celebrities and promote your brand, contact us.
Until next week, as our friend Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a good day. Adios. Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.